Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Monday night, the Giants will try to run their winning streak to 4 in a row as they play host to the Cincinnati Bengals primetime in MetLife Stadium. These are two teams that have not fared very well when they play in primetime, but that doesn't really matter. That's history. We're talking about the present. So what do the Giants need to do to win this football game? First of all, obviously, you've got to deal with A.J. Green. He's an explosive player. He's got 7 receptions this year on passes that have traveled at least 30 yards or more in the air. It's 6 all of last season. The Giants have given up 13 pass plays of 30 or more yards, and they've had a penchant over the last couple of weeks to give up multiple big plays in a game. You do that with A.J. Green, and you find yourself in a lot of trouble. So how do the Giants deal with that? Well, one of the things is to get after the quarterback, Andy Dalton, and rush his decision-making process. You saw last week against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants got a lot of early pressure on Carson Wentz, which led to 2 interceptions on the first 2 possessions of the football game. That's got to be more consistent than it was throughout the game last week against Philadelphia. The other thing is they can't let Jeremy Hill, who's a very physical runner, get going. He's number 5 in the NFL in yards after contact. He averages almost 3 yards a carry after getting first contact. So you've got to wrap him up and make sure you get him into the ground and don't let him bounce out and turn what should be a small gain into a big game. Now, as for the New York Giants, offensively, we all know about the running game struggles, and Cincinnati has a really good defensive front, and the Giants don't have Justin Pugh. So, again, it's incumbent upon the tight ends and the running backs to make themselves available. Wide receivers have to catch the football, too, in big spots. No drops on 3rd and 5s when you're open for 15 yards. If the Giants do those things, they'll have a fun Monday night against Cincinnati. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa.